Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Now, about this time last year, the Copernicus satellite captured images from space of the green algae that spread across Loch Ness last summer. Loch Ness is the largest lake on the island of Ireland. But this green algal bloom revealed the scale of the water quality problem facing the loch and its catchment. Suzanne Campbell is no stranger to the area, and she went to visit some stakeholders to see how they are reacting to the new plans for the future of the loch, recently published by the North's Agriculture Minister, Andrew Muir. She began by talking to a former fisherman, Gary McElhane, who runs a tourism business called Loch Ness Stories.
The algae of last year, we've never seen anything like that. People didn't realise the extent of it until last year, whenever they've seen the algae bloom. People sometimes need to see a thing before they realise it's actually as bad as it is. And last year really showed that to be the case.
I'm on the western edge of Loch Ness in Ballyronan Marina with Gary McElhain. The lake is his living as a fisherman and tourist operator. Last year's environmental catastrophe was not a single event, but part of decades of pollution from agriculture, food businesses, septic tanks and water treatment runoff. In response, a report and action plan for Loch Ness has been launched by Agriculture Minister Andrew Muir.
If you think about a lake the size of Loch Ness, the largest on the island, everybody thinks that this loch will be fit to absorb all the pollution that we put into it and everything will be all right. Now, for a long period of time, I think the loch has been fit to do that, but we're at a saturation point now where it just cannot do it anymore. There's just too much nutrient. It's at breaking point, I suppose.
What's your reaction to the plan?
Well, I think it's a desperate state of affairs that it took Minister Muir 6 months to get that over the line and storm it. Like, we were facing an environmental catastrophe, so that doesn't fill you with much heart that going forward that the emphasis is going to be about speed and trying to readdress the situations of Loch Ness.
Loch Ness is a huge lake. It sits right in the centre of the north of Ireland there, and all of the water that flows in, all of the rain that rains over the land and within the Loch Ness catchment, as it were, it's the drainage of all the little minor watercourses into larger streams, of streams into rivers, of rivers into small lakes, of lakes into Loch Ness. It just all builds up and the catchment is enormous.
Michael Meehark, together with his wife Julie, farms suckler cows in land bordering on the loch, and Michael facilitates farmers in the Loch Ness environmental scheme. One of the biggest challenges in addressing nutrient runoff from farms and dwellings is the vast size of the loch's catchment area.
In fact, Loch Ness has an international catchment. We've got the catchment that goes into the south of Ireland, so it's into Clonus and Monaghan. There's a large area of catchment there. In the Mourne Mountains, the Antrim Hills, the Tyrone Mountains, the Sperrins, and right up into the Belfast Hills, the catchment is vast. So it's about 1.3 million acres of farmland. Catchment's actually bigger than that when you take all the towns and all the built-up area. Mm-hmm. But about 1.3 million acres of farmland, and that probably equates with an average farm size in the north part of Ireland to being 100 acres. That would equate to about 13,000 landowners on both sides of the border being within that catchment.
So you could be watching, as many of us were, the BBC spotlights on the blue-green algae in Loch Ness, the environmental problems here, and not think that it's anything to do with you if you're in Monaghan or up in the Mourne. But in fact, it's all collecting in this lake.
It's all collecting. And Loch Ness, it's kind of like a sump. It sits there in the middle. And whenever the waters rush down into the loch, it sits. And then there's settlement out of that. Mm. So nutrients and phosphates coming down into the loch are depositing out onto the bottom, onto the bed of the loch. And around 62% appears to come from agricultural sources. Around 20% from wastewater treatment overflows, about 12% from septic tanks. Now, some years ago, around 2013, the government here initiated a going for growth strategy for farmers. And it's thought that that has contributed a lot to the intensification, maybe more slurry produced and so on. And latest figures show that within Northern Ireland, we're producing enough protein, cheese, milk, beef, all the rest of it, to feed 10 million people. We've a population of 1.9 million. And that's brilliant for farming. It's brilliant for the business. It's brilliant for exports. But we're left with the dung and the manure and, to put it bluntly, the crap that all those excess tons of protein are producing each year. And whether that's sustainable or not, whether there is the land area there to take that, absorb it and use it without there being runoff. I think that's the big problem.
Last year's crisis brought huge attention onto the pollution issue, which has been brewing for a very long time. But has it brought urgency to protecting the Loch now? Gerry Darby from Loch Ney Partnership.
If you look at like strategies that we drew up, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, you probably won't see water quality there, you know. So we've all been caught on the hop to a certain degree, no less government. And because of the massive catchment that Loch Ney has, when the problem does rise, which it did last year, it's a big physical, in-your-face problem that everybody can see.
And the action plan, is there enough in it?
I think it's a really good start. The problem really is that it's not just Minister Moore who has responsibility for the water quality on the loch. So, for example, the Department for Infrastructure would oversee NI Water, and they probably contribute to about 24-25% of the nutrients that are going into Loch Ney. So there's an issue. And if you look at that plan, it says, yeah, we're going to sort of interact with NI Water and the Department for Infrastructure, but there's no real investment targets associated with that. So there could be a problem. The other smaller issue, but equally important, is septic tanks. So everybody's been farming, but they've forgotten that there's other people that are contributing. And when you look at septic tanks, that's all of us that are living in rural Ireland, you know. Mm-hmm. And I say rural Ireland, both north and south, because like about 10% of the catchment of Loch Ney is in Cavan and Monaghan as well, you know. It's important to note also.
Do you think that this issue, you know, negative as it is, has made people in the catchment more aware?
Yeah, there's a need for to get people on the ground far away from Loch Ney to remind them that this catchment that is close to their house or their farm does eventually come into Loch Ney and will affect it significantly.
And that was Suzanne Campbell at Loch Ney for Countrywide.